Zok de heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim Perik Chav Ches Mishnah Vav. Matle, so I have here a piece of material. Kem Tamei, Tumas Midras. What I do with it? Shetulaya, I use it as a patch, a lakupa on a basket. Like a basket made out of reeds? Baskets are not roi lemidras. Baskets are not made to sleep on or to sit on. So I attach this cloth, tamei midras patch to the basket. What happens is the basket becomes tamei, not tumas midras, because it's not roi lemidras, but it becomes tamei because it touched a midras. In other words, tumas midras is an avatoma, the basket is a rishon letuma. Our Mishnah reminds us, what does it mean that it's a rishon letuma? Umetame echad upeselis echad. In other words, a Rishon Letumah, if it touches Adam Mekalim, nothing happens. It cannot be Metama Adam Mekalim. But a Rishon Letumah that touches other Eichlin Amashkin, that other Eichlin Amashkin becomes a Sheni Letumah. If that Sheni Letumah touches other Chulin, Eichlin Amashkin, nothing happens. A Sheni cannot make a Shlishi, but it could passel Truma. Truma becomes a Shlishi. That's what it means, a Metama Echad. In other words, the Rishon Letumah, which in this case is the basket that touched the patch, would be metama food to turn that food into a sheni, upesel esechon, and that sheni food can passel truma. If afterwards hifrisha, he separates the patch, he takes it off min hakupa from the basket, hakupa stays the way it was. Because if something becomes tamei, because it touched midras, it doesn't have to keep on touching the midras. Once it touched it, it stays tamei. So a kupa, the basket, even after the patch is off, same thing. Metame echad upesel esechad stays the same rishon letumah. Like any keli that touches an avatumah. The hamatlis, here's what's interesting. The matlis that caused the kupa to become a rishon, tahira. Because when it got connected to the kupa, it became a chelik of the kupa. So the tumas midras went off. What happens if tloya lebeged? He takes this patch of cloth, which is Tamei Midras. He doesn't connect it to a basket. In this case, he sews it on to a beged. The beged is a roi to be makabel Tumas Midras. So what happens is, the rest of the beged is Tamei, but not just the Rishon Letumah. The rest of the beged becomes Mamish Tumas Midras. In other words, it becomes an avatumah. Some Rishonim hold, it Mamish becomes Tumas Midras. Some hold, no, it's not Mamish Tumas Midras, but because it's connected to Midras and has the same din as Midras, but either way, it's an av hatumah. The rest of the beged is not a rishon letumah in this case. Where the patch goes onto a beged, it's all an av hatumah, as long as this patch is still connected to the beged. Because it connects, it becomes one with the patch of midras. Memela metama shnayim upesel esechad. Metama shnayim is like any av hatumah. An av hatumah that touches Adam Mekalim or Eichlin Amashkin, what's touched by the av hatumah becomes a rishon letumah. That Rishon Letumah touches food, it becomes a Shein Letumah. That's what it means, Metama Shnayim. And that Sheini touches Truma, it passels it. So again, if Tloya LeBeged, now, unlike the basket that's just Maga Midras, the Beged becomes Midras itself. As a result, the Beged is an Avatumah, which is Metama Shnayim. It turns what it touches into a Rishon, and that Rishon can turn food into a Sheini, Upeselis Echad, and that could passel Truma. And this, by the way, is the Din. If something is roi lemidras and it touches tumas midras, as long as it's still connected to it, it's an avatumah. The patch keeps its tumas midras. Hifrishim in a beged. If you're going to separate this patch from the beged, unstitch it, take it off. So now, the beged will go down to rishon letumah, because that's the din. Once it's no longer touching the midras, this keli that is roi lemidras goes down from avatoma to rishon letuma. So at this point, habeged metame echad upaisel echad, like any rishon letuma, it would turn food into a sheni, that sheni could pasel truma. Vahamatlis, the patch itself that was tamei midras that you originally connected to this beged, what happens after you separate it? It stays midras, and the patch is metame shnayim upaisel echad, like an avatoma. It would first turn what it touches into a rishon, that rishon into a sheni. Those are the shnayim, and the sheni would pasel truma. Now, here's where we're going to have a three-way machlokes. The chain, a zayach, the same would be if you have a patch that's tamei midras, and you connect it, Not to a basket. To a basket, we know it has no shaychus. The basket will only be maga midras, and the piece itself would lose its timus midras. But let's say he connected it ala sack, on a piece of sackcloth, ala ar, or on hide. Same din as by beged. V'chein, whatever we said for beged, same is true for hatoyla, if someone's going to patch this midras piece of cloth ala sack, on sackcloth, ala ar. Divrei Rav Meir z'hilchos Rav Meir. So what's done by a beged? The beged becomes midras. Here too, the sack and the ar become midras. Becomes mamash and avatam. You take it off. You tell me before the beged then becomes maga midras, and the patch that you originally put on stays midras. Same is true over here. If you take it off, the sack and the ar become maga midras. They go down to rishain, and the patch itself stays in avatam. As the altar Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, there's no difference between cloth on cloth, cloth on sack, or cloth on hide. Shimon Matayer, Shimon says, cloth, you're sewing it onto sack, it doesn't connect. It's two different things. Sack is made out of the hair of goats or the hair of other animals that are braided or woven. Hide is the skin of an animal. You're taking cloth, it doesn't connect. You're going to patch it with a piece of cloth that's tamei midras. You know what that is? It's the same as patching it onto a pail. Same as patching it onto a basket. Just like there, the midras goes off the patch, becomes bottled to the keli. Here too, the midras becomes bottled to the sack or the or, which is totally something else. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, I'll agree with you, Rabbi Shimon, al ha'or. If you take this patch, this cloth patch, that's tamei midras, and you patch hide with it, then tar. Because hide is totally something else. And therefore, the baged, the piece of baged, it's like becomes bottled to the hide. It no longer exists in that sense. Just like if you connect it to a basket. However, a sack, tame. Why? Neither or sack is the same as regular cloth. The answer is, it's arig. You still have to weave it. Hide is one piece. It's skin that comes off the animal. You have to process it, but it's one piece. Regular cloth and sack, what do they have in common? You're still taking something and weaving it. You're weaving together strings. With cloth, let's say it's chmeis. It can be threads made out of wool, and with the sack, it's threads made out of hair. But it's still weaving. So when you put the matlis onto the sack, it doesn't become bottle. It becomes part of the sack. The sack becomes part of the matlis. The whole thing becomes tamei midras. And for that matter, when you take it off, it doesn't lose its tumah. The patch didn't become bottled to something else. It never changed. So, quick chazara. Take a patch, a cloth patch, that's tamei tumas midras, and connect it to a basket. It becomes bottled. It loses its midras. The basket becomes a rishon l'tumah because it touched midras. Take it off the basket. The basket stays a rishon l'tumah. The matlis, the patch, becomes tar, because once it became bottle, when you put it onto the basket, it lost its midras. So unless you decide you're going to sit on it or sleep on it and it becomes tummy again, it's not going to have any tumas midras. However, if you take this same matlis and you put it onto a baged, here there's already a connection. So as we explained, the baged is connected to the midras in such a way that it becomes an avatoma, and therefore it's metamashnaim, a pesel zechad, like we explained. What it touches turns into a rishon l'tumah. That rishon can make a sheni. The sheni passes truma. If you take it off the baged goes down to the level of rishon l'tumah. And the original patch that was tamei tumas midras stays tumas midras. Machloikus is if you connect it to sak or ar. According to Rav Meir, that's the same as the baged. According to Rav Shimon, it's completely tar. It's the same as the basket. According to Rav Yaisi, it depends. If you connect it to ar and chanami, that's the same as the basket. There's no connection whatsoever. Or is not even woven together. But if you connect it to sack, then a taka becomes one. It's the same as connecting it to a baged. And memela, the matlis, is going to keep its tumas midras. And even though, for sure, regular cloth and sack are two different things, but what they have in common is they're both woven. And memela, it's enough to say that the original midras patch does not become bottle.